Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner last night to honor and recognize local businesses and business owners. The Chamber awarded its Business of the Year honor to Green Diamond, and its Small Business of the Year award goes to Pechanga Restaurant. Richard Martin of the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District received the Tom Cook Award, and John Dalby, CEO of Redwood Capital Bank, was given the Customer Service Award. John Winsler was recognized with a Lifetime Achievement Honor, and Carol Crossley was the Chamber Ambassador of the Year. Congressman Mike Thompson has sponsored a bill that would allow physicians' assistants to continue to tend to patients when they move from the hospital to hospice care. Thompson's bill, co-sponsored by Republican Congressman Lee Terry of Nebraska, is an effort to increase the quality of health care for rural communities. Congressman Thompson said that Medicare patients would be allowed to continue to consult with and be treated by physicians' assistants that they know and are comfortable with. Currently, Medicare only covers the care provided for hospital care and not for hospice. The bill will mean no disruption in the transfer of care from the hospital to the hospice. Backers of an initiative to legalize and regulate medical marijuana in the state are working towards getting another initiative on the November ballot. With a widespread federal crackdown aimed at California's medical marijuana growers and dispensaries, supporters are hoping to create a state office of medical marijuana enforcement to regulate growers and dispensaries and would impose a statewide sales tax on the sale of medical cannabis to patients. It would also authorize the legislature to license, tax, and regulate the industry. Former Del Norte County District Attorney Mike Reese was arraigned in a Curry County, Oregon courtroom this week on charges of tampering with drug records and second-degree forgery, allegedly to purchase prescription drugs. The charges stem from December of last year when Reese was charged with purchasing fentanyl, a controlled substance, from a pharmacy in Brookings, where he aroused suspicions and was reported. Reese will be back in court in late February. And the Arcata Police Department has been awarded a $3,500 grant from the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to assist with alcohol enforcement in the city. The money will be used by Arcata Police to conduct shoulder tap and minor decoy operations to prevent minors from purchasing alcohol or from adults purchasing the alcohol for them. With a university in town, the operations are aimed at curbing underage drinking and are a part of the state board's statewide mission. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Budget cuts have forced more than 70 state parks to close across California, and now Patrick's Point State Park has been forced to close two group campsites due to financial reasons. The reductions are due to infrastructure deterioration and staffing limitations. The group campsites have been removed from the reservation list. Officials also want to remind those who use state parks to adhere to the pack-it-in, pack-it-out philosophy to cut back on costs associated with trash collection and hauling. For more information, please contact the Regional State Parks and Recreation Office. And Humboldt State Police continue their search for a fourth suspect related to a strong-armed robbery that took place in an HSU dorm last December. Three suspects are already in custody, but police continue to search for 20-year-old Miles Sharp, an adult black male, 6 feet tall, 176 pounds, with short dreadlocks. Sharp is not a student at HU and is wanted on a $100,000 warrant. 27-year-old McKinleyville resident Thomas Prince was sentenced to 5 years in state prison yesterday after pleading guilty to several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and battery on a spouse. Prince assaulted the mother of his infant child and then threatened to shoot her and a female friend who had intervened. And that's your North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.